Okay, Parak of Hay. So we're dealing now with specific technical halachas of Muksa. Okay, so the Rambam continues and says like this in Parak of Hay Halacha Yud Beis. He says Kol Kelim Hanitlim B'Shabbes Shenisparku Dlosehen. Okay, so let's say you have like a cabinet. Okay, and the door of the cabinet. Well, again, let's be clear. It's something that's movable, meaning a movable cabinet. You know, like, for example, like those small Arwana Kodeshes they use for Avilas. So let's say the door comes off of it. It could go in Blasso, Shida Teva, Migdal, okay? Bein Shein Hisparku B'Shabbes, Bein Shein Hisparku Kodem B'Shabbes, Muto Talta Osun Blasos. Okay, so it is permitted to go ahead and move those doors. So even though the doors, at this point, are not functional, meaning they're removed from the item they were attached to, it is still permitted to move them on Shabbos. V'chein kol hakelim hanitlim b'Shabbos shenishperu. So as well, any kli. Now here it means like a utensil. Bein kodim Shabbos bein b'Shabbos. Okay. Shivrayan nitlin. That's very interesting halacha. Okay. Not just utensils, by the way. Not just like forks and knives, but even cups. But you'll see what it gets to in a second. Certain kelim that even if they're broken before Shabbos or on Shabbos itself, the pieces are permitted to be moved. V'hu shiyu shivrayan osim ein malacha. As long as they're here, he means not Shabbos malacha. But as long as there is some productive action that these pieces could be involved in. So what does that mean? Ketzad. Shivrei ariva lichzos behen, right? As piyach habes. So for instance, let's say you broke a piece of some type of like a trough, okay? And that piece can fit right over a barrel, okay? It would be perfect to cover up a barrel. Be mutter to move the piece then. Even if you're not going to use it, even if you're going to actually cover the barrel with it. The point is that if there's clearly a function you can use it for, that'd be fine. Or shivrei zchuchis. Let's say there's broken glass. The chasos penes piapach. V'chein kol yotze b'zeh. Or for instance, if there's like a, what do you call it, a broken piece of glass that you can use to cover up a bottle, okay, or a pitcher. That'd be mutter. Avon im ein ha-shvarim ru'uyin l'malacha klal aso tafalim. But if the pieces have no productive value, no function basically, then it will be prohibited to go ahead and move the broken piece. So it's interesting that a person's reaction when, let's say, glass breaks, but put aside the danger issue, is that all pieces become muksa, that they're purposeless. Rather, you could argue that some of the pieces actually do have a purpose. Now the question is coming up with what those purposes are. But you could definitely make that claim that that there's a purpose to some of these broken pieces. Okay, halach yud gemol. Okay, kol kisoy akelim. Okay, so this refers to a cover of a kli, for instance, like a pot cover. Nitlim b'Shabbos v'hushiyish toras kli alein. As long as they're considered a kli, okay? So as long as the thing has a definition itself of a kli, then even if it's a kisui, right, which again has an ancillary function, nonetheless, it still can be moved. Haya kli mechuber b'karka. Okay, this is an interesting case. Let's say I have like a barrel, okay, that is stuck into the ground, okay? It could go into chavis hatzmuna b'aretz, like a barrel that literally is embedded inside the ground. Or today, for instance, let's say you come across like a garbage can, right, it's embedded into the ground. So as long as there's a handle, okay, on top of the, of the cover, then you're allowed to move it. But if not, you can't move it because then it's basically considered part of the thing itself, meaning it's considered unmovable, okay, like the thing embedded in the ground. As well, when it comes to like a cover that you put over a well, for instance, right? Elim kinyishal beis achiza, only if it has a handle. Okay, kisu etanor. But when it comes to the covering over an oven, afa pisha inlo beis achiza murtel tato. So there's an exception made by an oven that even if there, because again, oven is still it's on the ground and somewhat embedded, but not completely. As long as even if it doesn't have a beis achiza, if it doesn't have a handle, I would still be allowed to move that kisui of the tanor around. Okay, halacha yadalad. Another fascinating. Lekadal presents a fascinating quandary in Muksa, and that has to do with the case, which is a very common case, where you have two objects, right, where one is Usr because of Muksa, and the other one's Mutter. So, Shnei Dvarim, Echad Usr Tatala, Echad Mutter Tatala. So, you have one object that's Usr to move, and one object that is Mutter to move. V'hein Smuchim Ze Lazeh, O Ze Al Zeh, or Ze Bazeh. So, they're either next to each other, one's on top of the other, or one's inside the other. Okay, ubizman shemetaltalin echa mehen taltal sheni, and no matter what happens when I move one, the other will move with it. Okay, and that's the key. Moving one will cause the other to move. Okay, they move in tandem. Im ha yatzarech l'davar shemorto tatalo mitatalo. V'api shadavar also mitatalimo. So if when I move it, and this is all how you relate to it, okay? If when I move it, my das is one that I need the object that it's mutter to move, then I'm allowed to move the tandem, right? The A and B, even though B is aser. V'im ha yatzarech l'tatal davar aser lo yatalenu boso davar mutter. Right, but if the thing that I need to move is that I want to move is is the davar aser, then I can't move it, then I can't move the A B. Okay, that's completely das based. That's completely subjective. All right, and the Rambam is going to explain in some of these cases. But again, there's a certain subjectivity that takes place here. So lachat hazvav, he says ketsa paga ketsa paga shahaisa tzmuna betheven. Okay, so let's take one of the cases. I have a fig, okay, and it is, remember, tmunas from hatmana, it's completely buried in straw, okay? Okay, or let's say another, or I have some sort of like cake that's on coals. Tochvan bekush o bekarkar v'notlan, okay? So I'm allowed to go ahead and take like a little, a needle or some type of some sort of object, whatever it is, to move it. But let's say the cake on the coals, when I move the cake, what's going to happen? There's going to be some coals that move as well. Let's ignore making the coals burn more. Let's put that to the side. Again, the coals are muksa. So when I go ahead and move the cake, I'm going to inevitably move some of the coals as well. But I want the cake, right? So it's mutter. V'chein lepas otznonenet, olefes otznonos, shayu tzmunim ba'afar, umiksas ha'alim megulim. Right, shum tam b'shabbes ba'ala shalahen, abi shafar ninar. So too, let's say I have like a radish. Okay, it's buried inside the ground. Okay, but let's say it's not. There's the dirt's kind of loose, right? And what can I do? I can go ahead and pull it out. Even though in pulling out the radish, what's going to happen? Some of the dirt that's on top of it will get dislodged. It doesn't matter. So what to do? Ava imaya kikar. Okay, otinok agabe even agabe akore. Okay, but let's say I have a loaf of bread or a baby. Okay. One of my favorite cases. The baby is located on, let's say, the wooden beam, right? Lo yitalta, or it's rock. Lo yitalta evan or kora bekikar o betino ksheshalea vechenko zobazet. Right? But you wouldn't, in a case of, let's say, the tinok, of the baby, on the stone, you would not be allowed to pick up the stone, okay, when the child is on it, okay? That you would not be allowed to do. So again, it'd be mutter if I move the cake, and in doing so it causes some of the coals to move, that's mutter. But if I move the rock, right, which is what I'm moving, right, the tzorach is to move it, even though obviously I want the baby, but the tzorach is really to move the rock. That's why it's considered davar aser, and you got to leave that poor baby on there until Shabbos is over, okay? Halacha tezayin. Okay, on that same note, notel adam es beno sheish lo gaguin alav. The Evan Biyado. Okay, so let's say, daddy comes home and his son is a child and he's crying. He says, I'm so happy to see dada, right? And he has a rock in his hand. So you're allowed to pick up your son, right, when he's still holding a rock in his hand. That's a little different than the Evan case, because remember, the Evan case, you're picking up the rock that your kid is on. Here, you're picking up your kid who happens to be holding a rock. Avalo dinar. But if he's holding money, you can't pick him up. Why? Because what's going to happen? If the money falls out of your son's hands, naturally speaking, you're going to want to pick it up, and then you're going to be over some Isra of Hotzah, you're just going to move the money itself, which is a problem of Tiltal. Kalkala, Shaisa Nekuva, right? Ustam Nekav Shalab Be'evan. Okay, so let's say you have a case where I have a basket that has a hole. Okay, what did I do? I used the stone, right, to close up the hole in the basket. Now it's interesting. I'm allowed to move the basket because now the Evan has been considered part of the very basket itself. Now, Now let's say I had a basket filled with fruits, okay? And I find a rock. And this is actually a common case. You find something muksa. I found a rock that's mixed up among the fruits. So if they're wet or moist fruits like grapes, noto osa kamoshahi, okay, then what can I do is I can carry the basket as is, right? Shim yinar haperos yitnafu ba'afar, okay? Because if I poured out all the fruits onto the ground, what would happen? They would get destroyed, okay? And therefore, in a situation where Hafsed would emerge. The Chachamim weren't gozer. Okay, and that's also something we haven't seen that often to this point. But when a person's going to lose out as a result of the action, so the Chachamim pull back a muksa. So in this situation here, they don't make you, even though I'm carrying that rock as well, they don't make you spill out the fruit onto the ground because the fruit would get ruined, and they don't want you to suffer loss as a result. Okay, Alach Yitzayim, Chavis, now I have a barrel, Sheshachach Eben Apia. Okay, so I think everyone's familiar with this halacha. Okay, I think. A rock that I forgot a stone on the top of a barrel, and I forgot a stone on top of the barrel. Okay? Mata Altsida Vino Fella. So what can I do? I can tilt the barrel over, and then the rock will fall off. Okay? This is always the classic example of, if you have muksa on X, tipping that thing over to get the object off. Okay? Haisa bena chavios feven alea magbil makom acher umita umata altsida sham veeven ofelas. Okay? Now, let's say the stone the chavis that has a stone on top of it, okay, is standing among other barrels, okay? Then I take the barrel to another place, and then I tip it over and tip the rock off. V'chena shocheach mos al kar, another famous case, right? If I forget money on my pillow, v'tzarech l'kar, but I want my pillow to go to sleep. No res akar v'nefel, so I could tip the pillow over to knock off the money. V'im tzarech l'makom akar, okay? Let's say I need the place that the pillow's in. Note del sakar v'maos alav. Not only can I pick up the pillow with the money on it, if I need the place of the pillow. Avaim niyach hamos me'av Shabbos al akar, but let's say I actually put the money on the pillow before Shabbos started. Oh, niyach even al piyachavis, or I put the even on top of the chavis before Shabbos. Hare elu asur l'taltalon. Okay, I can no longer move it. Vafilu nitlu hamos the even shrei nasu busus a davar aser. All right, so even if the money fell off on Shabbos, I still cannot use the pillow because now, before Shabbos, it was considered a busus. Okay, again, first time we're seeing this halacha. A busus davar aser. What's a busus? So busus basically means what it basically means is that when I put something that's muksa on something else, that other object now becomes defined as a supporter of said object that's muksa. Meaning you're giving that object now a certain function. Okay, as being the supporter of the thing that's muksa. So once that designation comes into existence, and how does it come into existence? If before Shabbos I place the stone on the barrel, I've now designated the barrel the supporter of the stone. That is its prime. The barrel now has become a stone supporter. That's its primary function. So just because the stone falls off on Shabbos, once it's hooked, so once it's set aside for that function, I can't change what it is. Okay, and that's how buses works. There's other cases about it, but that's the basic idea of a buses. Okay, halach yudches. Okay, ha'even she bekriya. So what's that? Okay, so let's say I take a stone, okay, and the stone is put inside, like, let's say, a larger bucket, okay, and the purpose of the stone is really used as a weight. So again, they used to use stones to determine weights of things, okay? So as long as that stone stays in when I go ahead and fill up water, so then it's mutter for me to go ahead and fill up water with the stone in there. But if not, meaning if the stone would normally fall out, then I can't fill up the water using that bucket. Okay? Begech alakana, shomtom alakana. Okay? So let's say I have a shirt that got snagged on a reed. Let's say it's hanging off the reed. Okay? I'd be allowed to remove it off the reed. Okay? That would be mutter to do, even though, again, the kana itself is considered muksa. Okay. All right. Halach yates. Perush asur la'achlan. Okay. So now we've seen previously, not just in Hilchos Shabbos, but in general, we know that there are certain fruits that it's asur for me to eat from them, right? Because I haven't done certain actions to them. So as you'll see, which these actions are pretty obvious. So perush asur la'achlan can go and perush in a meusarin. So I didn't do meiser on them. Afilin chayevim meiser midivrayim. Even if I'm chayevim meiser midirbanan. Oh, my serishon shlo netrumaso, right? Or my serishon that I didn't take out truma, or truma tmeya, or my sersheni the hektish shlo niftu kilchasan also tatalan. So if I can't eat the fruit, okay, we'll get to the exception soon. But right now, if I can't eat the fruit midaraisa or even midarbanan, then if the fruit is not able to be eaten halachically by me, I can no longer move the fruit because again, the fruit has no function anymore. Avaha demai, okay, which is suffic if it needs, what do you call it, separating or not. Whole of Ruvayu L'Aniyim. Aniyim are allowed to eat the mine. V'chei Ma'aser Sheni v'Hekdesh Shepadon. Or let's say, for instance, a Hekdesh that I redeemed in Yerushalayim already. Af Mishlo Nasa Nachomesh. Even though I didn't give the Chomesh yet, meaning it's an incomplete pigeon. I've done some part of it. Mutal Tatalan. So in both these cases here, one of them is that the object may be usher for me to eat, but other people can't eat it. It is edible by other people. Or a situation where the last step of changing the status of the fruit is in place, it's just one component that's missing. In both those cases, that would, it'd be mutter for me to move the fruits. Okay? Now, this is interesting. But Allah HaKaf, Metalti Yisrael HaTruma, Api Shein Rui Lo. Now, remember, we're talking about before, right, the fruits that he hasn't been mafresh for, right? But let's say now I have in my basket truma, meaning I can't eat it, but who can? The Kohen, right? I'm still allowed to move the truma, even though there's no functions for me. Umutatalin truma tmeya ima tahora, o imachulin ima yushneim b'chliyachad. If I have one kli and it has in there a mixture of, let's say, regular oranges and truma oranges, okay, it'd be mutter for me to move them on Shabbos in one basket. Bamedvar amurim b'shahaisa ha-tahora l'mata v'hayu ha-peros ha-misnatfin b'karka sh'iminar osan yifsidu. Okay. So when does it apply? Let's go back to the truma tmeya. So again, the Rambam says that can move a basket that has truma tmeya and tahora together. But what's that? What's the case? The tahor has to be at the bottom, okay? And therefore, if I would overturn the basket onto the ground, right, what would happen? The fruits would be lost. Alima yu egoz, because they're moist fruits, okay? Aba ima yu egoz mushkei dimichyotze behen, right? But let's say they're hard fruits, like nuts. Noar akli, you spill out the kli, even nota tahora or chulin umeniyah hatmeya. You take out the tahor or the chulin, and you leave the tmeya alone, okay? And then you can continue carrying it. And if I need, again, if I need the place that the kli is in, that the basket's in, just like the rule every single time, if I need sarach makom, I'm always allowed to move the object, even if it has inside there things that are usher and mutter to move. Okay, lach chav aleph. Okay, nidbach shel avonim shechashav alav imod yom. Okay, im lemodom mutter leishev aleim. Lebachar, Bimlav Asr. Okay, so what's that case? A case like this. Case is, let's say I have like, what do you call it? A row of rocks, okay? Or like, but not tiny ones, like decent sized rocks that I couldn't move. And I say before Shabbos starts, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I want to sit on these rocks. And what do? I do something. Let's say I put them in like a certain order. I do some action that clearly indicates that my intention is to go ahead and sit on them. If I did that, I'm allowed to sit on them. Okay, but if I didn't do anything to the stones to indicate that these things are set aside for me sitting on them, it'd be awesome for me to sit on them on Shabbos. Okay, charios shel dekel, right? Shegardon le'etzim v'nimlach aleihem erev Shabbos li'yeshiva mortal tatalin. Okay, let's say I gather together palm branches. Okay, and I say to myself, I'm initially going to use the palm branches for wood, meaning for fire, and I change my mind on Friday and I say, you know what? I'm going to sit on these palm branches. I'd be allowed to move the palm branches. And if I sit on them, meaning if I do an action, if I sit on the palm branches before Shabbos starts, I'm clearly doing something that demonstrates I want to sit on them. So there, I see that I want to use them for sitting purposes. Therefore, it'd be mutter for me to move those palm branches on Shabbos. Okay, chapez, hakash alamita. Okay, now this doesn't apply so much today, but straw that's on top of a bed, lo yinaninu biyado avamnano magufo. So I can't move that with my hands. Rather, I can move with my body. That's a little bit like kilachayat, where I do it like in a backwards way. V'imaya macha behema mortal tatalo. Okay, but if I could use the straw as food for animals, then it'd be mutter for me to move it. V'chein himaya olav kar or sudden uchiyotz behen. Or let's say there is a pillow or blanket over it. Minano biyado shreinaset kamishi yeshav lo mod yom. Then I'm allowed to go ahead and move it by hand, because with those things on top of it, it's as if I'm going to sit on top of it. Meaning I sat already on top of it. Hamachnis kupa shall offer rebeso. Okay, let's say I bring in a cup that's filled with dirt into my house. Im yachidla karen zavis me'arav Shabbos. Let's say I set aside a certain corner for this cup of dirt in my house on Shabbos. I can therefore be tatal on Shabbos, and I can move it as much as I want to. So again, these are all cases where normally I couldn't move these objects, but if I do a Maisa that clearly indicates that I want to make use of it, then it'd be permitted for me to go ahead and move it on Shabbos itself. Okay, another important halacha. Halacha Chav Gimel, a very important one. Asur levatal kli meichano b'nei shehu kisoser. Interesting. I'm not allowed to undermine, right, the function of a kli, because that's considered like soser. Okay, it's not a physical soser, it's an abstract soser, but it's still considered soser. What's an example of undermining the function of a kli, okay, or rendering it useless on Shabbos? Ketzad. Lo'iten kli tachas anir b'Shabbos, tekabos ha-shemen ha-notach. So for example, I can't put an empty cup underneath my candle, that's my oil lamp on Shabbos, to catch the oil that falls off. Why? She'ashemen she'benir asur l'talteilo. Because the oil that's in the oil lamp is prohibited for me to move. Ukesha yipol the kli, and when that oil falls into the kli underneath it, yasir tiltal a kli, shiahayim mutter. It'll make the kli that previously was mutter to move, now prohibited to move. Okay, so again, I am not allowed to go ahead and undermine the movability, the tiltalness of an object. And how would I do that? This is a good example, okay? However, lefikach einon kli tachas hanagol sakal beitzasa. I also can't put a bowl underneath a chicken, right, to catch an egg that gets laid. Why? Because an egg that gets laid on Shabbos is nolad, and then once that falls into the kli, I can no longer move that kli anymore. However, if a chicken did lay an egg on Shabbos, kofe hu a kli aleah, I'm allowed to cover it with a kli. V'chein kofe a kli al kol davar she'aso tatalo shreilo bat lo shim yachbetz yachbotilenu. I can always take a kli, a bowl, and put it over an object that's usher to move on Shabbos, because I haven't nullified the ability to use this kli to move something. I could always pick it up from on top of it and use it for something else. Okay, so that's an important halacha to know. Okay, halacha of Dalet, nosin kli tachas adelef. Right. Okay. Now this is similar. This is where I put an empty cup underneath, let's say, something that's dripping water. That's okay to do. Right, vim nismale hakli shofet v'shona v'inonimna. All right, and if let's say the kli becomes full of water, I can pour it out and return it right back underneath that dripping kli. V'hu she'adelef roi l'rechitza. Here's the thing, but the water itself has to be, we'll call it functional water. So what's functional water? Drinking, let's say bathing. Avim im ein roi. Let's say, for instance, it's sewage water. Right, ein nostin. I couldn't do it. I couldn't put the kli underneath it. However, vim nasan. But if I did. I would still be allowed to move the water, the, let's say, sewage water that collect in the cup, right? Because we don't try to create a disgusting, environment from the get-go. Okay, so halacha recognizes this would be disgusting. We don't force the person to keep that kli there throughout all of Shabbos. Okay, halacha fei. Okay, chavish shel tevel. Okay. Shenishbra. So let's say I have tevel, which means that I have, yayin that I didn't set aside truma for. Shenishbra, that breaks, maybe kli, ume niach tachtea. Okay? And what do I do? If it breaks, I bring a grapes, but whatever. I bring another kli and I put it underneath it. Ho vim avar vitikno misukan, hare hukim misukan. Okay? But, what do you call it? In other words, if the thing is broken and I put something underneath it, okay? So what you would say is that if I went ahead and did that, which therefore I'm making some kind of tikkun here, right? Because I'm going ahead and now getting involved in separating out things that shouldn't be separated on Shabbos. Nonetheless, it's still mutter afterwards to make use of the produce. Not only that, the nosin kli tachas and other kabel needs sotzos, okay? I'm allowed to put a kli underneath an oil lamp. This is very tricky. To capture any sparks that might fly off of it. Because there's nothing substantial to a spark, and I'd still be able to move the kli if a spark fell inside. Koresh and Nishbra, let's say a beam breaks. Ein sobchen osa besasa oba aruchos amita. Elaim kein hayu revachim. Okay, not to go too fast, but if I have a beam that breaks, I can't support that beam, okay, with, let's say, a post from my bed, okay? Why? There has to be enough space, okay? Elaim kein hayu revachim. There has to be enough space, right, where v'chol zman sheyachbos yitlem kedesh lo yivata kli meichano. Okay, there has to be enough space for be able to remove the thing that's supporting the broken beam. Okay, so this way I'm not being mevatel the kli that's carrying it. Okay, porsin machatzal salgabi avonim shabbos. We saw machatzal before. It means a mat. I can't take a mat and spread it over stones on Shabbos. Excuse me, I can. O agabe kaveres dvorim bechama nechama v'gsham nechamim, or I can go ahead and put over a beehive, okay, whether it's because of the sun or because of the rain. Uvachli yiskabin latsud. Of course, I can't have a mind to capture the bees when I cover it. Shrei notla bechol eish yirtze, because I can always take off the mat whenever I want to, okay. The kovin es asal b'shabbos, and I can cover a basket of Shabbos where lifnei ha'efrochim, where little chicks went inside the basket, bishvil sheyalu la v'yardu, right? In order for them to be able to, because they can, they go in and out of the kli, shrei mutol tatlo kishyardu malav, because I would be allowed to go ahead and carry the kli when the little chicks would leave it. So if they're going in and out, I would be able to, what do you call it, cover the sal, on Shabbos. It would be okay to do that. Okay, because again, because that means I might, some of them might end up staying inside. All right, lachach havav, okay. Behemesh nafal abor. Okay, let's say you come, you're walking to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and you come across an animal that fell into a cistern. Olei masamayim, or one of those, like, aqueducts. Im yachali litan la parnasa bimkoma. Okay, so if I'm able to go ahead and give it what it needs to live, okay, in that cistern, until Ad Motzei Shabbos, right? I should do so. Vimlav, maybe karam uksasos umeniach tachtea. Right? If not, I have to actually bring cushions, pillows, blankets to put underneath the animal. Okay? Vim also. And if the animal ends up going up, meaning it uses that to climb up, that's fine. You didn't do anything wrong. Vafbi shemivata kli mechano, shari mashlicho lebor letochamayim. Right? Even though when I take that pillow, let's say, and I throw it into the cistern, what am I essentially doing? I'm undermining its function. So again, here's where you have two converging halachas. Chazal choose sar bali chayim and say that we don't want the animal to suffer, so that's why it'd be mutter to violate this muksa principle. However, but I can never actually take the animal up with my hand. I can't pick the animal up with my hand. Okay, so too, I cannot go ahead and lift up an animal that's like a behemah chayin ov in a chatzer. But I can push them. I can't pick them up, but I can push them along. I can push them from the back to get them to go in. Okay? Umadinin agalam v'sayachim. Okay? I'm allowed to, however, let's say I see a little calf walking along. I can go ahead and support it while it walks. I can't pick it up outright, but I can sort of get my hand underneath there and nudge it along. Tarnagolis shibarcha. Let's say a chicken runs away. Okay? Aim madinosa. Right, but I can't grab. Unfortunately, if a chicken decides to fly away, I can't grab it, because what will happen is when I grab it to pick it up, or even grab it alone, it's going to try and break out of my hands, and what's going to happen? Its wings will get torn off. But I can push it until it goes into the chatzar.